It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta, here with our Paul Ryan trickle-down edition of It's Just Politics.
Trickle-down edition, as in how Mitt Romney's running mate selection plays down on the rest of the ballot.
Exactly.
Paul Ryan is a fellow Midwesterner.
From Wisconsin.
Catholic, in a part of a country where there are a lot of Catholics.
It is, I believe, still the single biggest religious denomination in Michigan.
But he is probably most well-known, of course, as the author of a pretty controversial budget plan. And that is what's really been driving the conversation since the announcement was made last Saturday.
Yeah, you know, Paul Ryan really is not only Mitt Romney's running mate, but he's kind of on the ticket with every Republican running this year. We've seen the Democratic messaging about how the Ryan plan will, quote, end Medicare as we know it.
And even Mitt Romney has said that the Ryan budget is not his budget plan, but every Republican, at least, is going to be asked where they stand on it.
So this may create some problems for congressional candidates, say a Republican like Dan Benischek in northern Michigan, where there are a lot of seniors. But it also allows Republicans to talk about entitlement reform.
Did you just say entitlement reform?
Oh, my bad. You are referring, I'm sure, to the memo obtained by Politico that outlines the new nomenclature that is to be used by Republican candidates when talking about the Ryan budget and federal spending.
Exactly. There was this memo sent out. They are not supposed to be using the words or the phrases entitlement reform, privatization, and every option is on the table. Those are big no-nos.
Right. The Republican Congressional Campaign Committee suggests these words: strengthen, secure, preserve, protect. That's all inside this memo that was released.
And all of this just came out within hours of Ryan being named.
And it really didn't change up a whole lot. This fits pretty snugly into the campaign narratives that we've seen certainly here in Michigan. In congressional races, candidates talking about Medicare, about Social Security, the federal debt. In state house races, further down the ballot, the issues will be on a parallel track framed around the new pension tax, funding for schools and roads, and what Republicans in Lansing will say were tough but responsible decisions to get the state's budget house in order.
Meanwhile, in the U.S. Senate race, Republicans have been trying for months to make an issue out of the fact that Senate Democrats, including Michigan's very own incumbent Debbie Stabenow, still haven't approved a permanent budget.
Right. Republican nominee Pete Hoekstra is trying to hang her with the nickname Debbie Spends-a-Lot.
So the Hoekstra campaign was no doubt ready for this adult conversation about federal spending going into this week. That's what they wanted to talk about when suddenly the campaign this week was hit with
this blast from his past.
The direct election of U.S. senators made the U.S. Senate act and behave like the House of Representatives. The end result, it led to an erosion of states' rights.
Hoekstra appears in this radio interview on WAAM in Ann Arbor and on a few other occasions to have come out against the 17th Amendment and the direct popular election of U.S. senators.
He advocated a return to the days of Lincoln Douglas. That would be when state legislatures, not voters, at least not directly, chose U.S. senators. So the reaction, of course, was swift, but Hoekstra is standing by his originalist position?
No.
Okay, so he repudiated and rebutted the allegation.
No. It was a little more like this.
I have an excellent idea. Let's change the subject.
Hoekstra's spokesman released a statement calling the topic a distraction and refused to answer one way or the other on whether Hoekstra thinks voters or state legislatures should choose U.S. senators. Zoe, this is not the first time Hoekstra's had to walk back from something he said earlier on the campaign trail.
Right. He got caught up a few months ago in the birther controversy. He called for a federal agency to background check people running for president. He said it was his solution to the controversy over President Obama's birth certificate. But it also seemed to put him squarely into sort of the birther movement.
Where he then had to sort of back out and say he didn't belong. So, you know, here he is once again that he wants to talk about budget, spending, you know, topics that are maybe good for Republicans to talk about. And instead, he's caught in this political version of truth or dare.
Tell me who's been for-
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.